know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
'Cause she's intentional.
She's intentional.
Hey, and it's never failing. All things are working for my good.
She's intentional.
And I haven't even been able to yet. Spirit and God showed me when he allowed me to see darkness and gross darkness. And when he allowed me to see that it was alive and breathing and trying to inhabit my So as I'm studying, it's getting clearer and clearer. And God is talking to me more and more. So in order to be in the right schedule, I think I'm going to have to do this at 10 o'clock at night. But God gave me the prayer. Well, he's given me two. He gave me the spirit to go with on the back of that dark cloud. And then he gave me this prayer that I've been working on for two, three days. And he gave me people's names that are going to get free when I pray this prayer. So I think I'm going to do it around 11, 7, 10, 9, 8. If I do it at 11 tonight, maybe that's going to really cut into my, because I'm up and I've been up half tonight. I'm just halfway. It's going to take about an hour and a half. Maybe an hour and a half to do this prayer. But I'm going to do this prayer. And it took a couple of people I know need to be on the prayer. God gave me names. And I didn't realize that some people that come out of New Age cults, they're still being tracked by those wizards and sorcerers and shamans. And so
sort some stuff out, and at the same time, I don't know the meaning of all of this. Jessica, maybe you could. How many podcasts do I have on the specific subject of witchcraft that you have found? Do you know? We have not, I should probably do better. But I know many, but can you give me an idea of a number? Jose, do you have any idea of a number? It's over 25, right? It's way over 25. Jessica says it's 200. Okay, now, if you realize I have out there right now over 200 podcasts, all of them defeating witchcraft. And God gave me
a new one, actually two new ones. I understand that they're going to be powerful. Yet they're simple. Yet they're simple. Because when I started putting this together, let me pull my notebook up here. I was trying to print them out, the prayer that I'm working on. And this is the prayer, and I'm going to show you how simple it is. That God gave me to pray this morning over. Well, he just gave me the prayer yesterday over myself as I was writing this prayer. It's really, 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 really simple. This is what God told me to tell you. That his heart is to heal, deliver, and restore you. You got that? Can somebody post that? God's heart is to heal, deliver, and restore you. And so that's what this prayer is for. And this is what he told me to pray this morning. No, yesterday, over myself. Okay, ready? It's so simple. This is a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, help me today. You know my weakness and you know my strength. Because you know my weaknesses and you know where I am weak and you know where I lack, help me, Lord Jesus. Help me from the outside in. And God's Holy Spirit resident within me, help me from the inside out. Help me, Holy Spirit, to help me be like the lame man at the gate beautiful, where I receive your healing, where I receive your transformation, your freedom, and your goodness in my life. Amen. I believe that was all God told me to pray. And I prayed it in and out all night as I was working on the prayer. I did not experience any opposition as I was working on the prayer I'm working on. I didn't receive any opposition. And God kept telling me about brokenness, you know, being made whole. And he reminded me that there was only one leper that came back. Only one leper. And I just said, okay. And so then when I was going to get a notebook, first I printed the whole thing out this morning on paper that didn't have any holes. So then I had to pray and ask God to help me have enough ink in the printer to, because I had to reprint it on three-hole paper. And I wanted one of my better three-ring binders. I wanted one with them so I could, because he told me I'm going to use this prayer all year. And to use this along with the other two I'm working on until he tells me to stop. And so I got stuff thrown all over the floor, and I got books thrown all over the floor. They on the altar, they in the sanctuary. Because I needed God to sanctify them so I could get this right. So But every time I walk up on the altar, I walk by that part of the where my new equipment is. I ask God to help me and to bless it and to sanctify it. So when I reached down and picked up one of my really nice tape leather spiders, but they look good. And it was the original prayer in that binder that I first prayed for President Trump, the original prayer, when God gave it to me way back then. And so I thought, I want to keep this, but I'll put it in here. I'll take this out. And then I get this brown, chocolate brown binder. And I picked up that binder, and I had a prayer in there, and a teaching. And this is what it is. Overcomer. A believer that has had an authentic experience with God. And I thought, And so then the Lord said, put it behind that. So I put it behind there in the sanctuary binder. But the Lord said, you're not quite finished with it yet. So I want you to, get your volunteers that would like to have this prayer prayed over them. So I can see what God's going to do. So I think I'm going to do it at 10 o'clock tonight. Just to make sure you get this, because I'm talking under the anointing, and I won't remember. 10 o'clock tonight, but I'm not going to do it over the blog talk, and I'm not going to do it over Spreaker. I'm going to do it over my private line, which I have to even reinstate because I canceled it because I thought I wasn't going to use it anymore. I didn't use it. I was just paying for it now and trying to get it back. I'm going to see this prayer, because what I'm asking God for. Oh yeah, he gave me the scripture for the prayer. The scripture for the prayer comes from Jeremiah 29:11. But don't think you can put it together. Don't even try to get ahead of me. Can't get ahead of God. I wish you would know that. If you could learn that, then you'd be right in step with God. You can get ahead of me if you want to. Well, we're not even going to go there. Praise the Lord. I'm going to do it at 10 o'clock. If you would like to be, I've never done this. I've not done this prayer before, so I'm not exactly certain. I know the results gonna be good. You gotta sign up. You got to email me at tedlineministry@outlook.com, and I will have to email you back the number. Now understand this. It is not my business who gets it. It's not my business who doesn't get it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it privately because it hasn't been proven yet. So I'm going to do it to prove it. You understand what I'm saying? I got this prayer from God. It hasn't been proven yet. But I know anything you get from God is good. That's going to work out good. I'm not going to put it out there to the public until it's proven. I want to see what God is going to do with this prayer. And that'll give me time to finish it up today And then down here, people in other parts of the universe, time to get on the line. And believe you me, I'm not a night person, so I'm not. Today is Saturday. I'm going to do it Saturday night, and I won't be on the TV. I'm going to be doing it. So this 10, 11, 12, this prayer is about 2 hours. I know it's going to be long. Then again, Dr. Michael, I don't know what's going to happen with this. All I know is that I'm going to do it at 10 o'clock. If you would like to see with me what's going to happen, I'm going to work. You can email me, whatever you email me, I'll email you the number. I'll just forward it right back to you. I'll reply it back to you. 10 o'clock tonight. It's based on, like, you, if you try to put it together from there, it's what God says. Well, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hope and a future. So I'm going to finish it up. And I already started it. Holy Spirit, help me. You know my weakness. And you know my strength. Because you know my weaknesses. And you know where I am weak and you know where I lack. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me from the outside in. And Holy Spirit, help me from the inside out. I have God's help. And now go after that. Please, for help. He already started. You see, I know I'm on the winning side. I ain't no doubt in my mind about that. I know I'm on the overcoming side. And in the same notebook is that I am overcomer, a believer that has had an authentic experience with God. I got the call from God's very own heart. It's for believers to be genuine overcomers. I'm excited. I'm excited. And God is excited. I'm excited because God continues to show us a new and living way. When I think about all of the information that the witches and the sorcerers and the shamans have attained, and they got it from us, but they're using it against us. But you just can't trick them. That's an amazing thing. And you can't. Because as good as the old stuff works, he'll give you something and new. But it's the old. Better new. But it's old because there's nothing new under the sun. You just need a revealing or a revelation from God to show you where what you need is available for you at that particular moment. And then we'll come from his word because all of everything is contained in his word. Past, present, future. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, I am the Lord my God, I change not. His principles, his statutes, his judgments, they don't change. His methodology might change. That's where you get the Methodist from. And the Lutheran. And God forbid, you know, the mother one.
And you know what I did yesterday? I called one of my priests, I think I got some friends that are exorcists. Catholic exorcist priests. And I told you what he was telling me about the voices. And so it was funny to hear a priest, that's what the priest said to me. He said, Erica, you know, demons diss us all the time. I said, what? He said, demons diss us all the time. Someone, a young man, who has been called by God, you know. He knew he was running from the call of God. And he went through deliverance. And when he went through deliverance, the glory of God manifested all the way around him about. I guess it must have been about 7 inches, 8 inches. And I just looked at him. I was instructing him to surrender all to God. And as he was surrendering all to God, the glory got bigger. And I called his mom. I said, come around here. You can see it. And sure enough, she saw it. See, that's what it's all about to me. That's what it's all about to me. And then, you know, I got some people that I had, not a whole lot because I can't do a lot anyway. But then I knew it's time now. After all this, this was to get me to overcome what I had to overcome over here at the fellowship. In order to be able to receive what God had for me now in terms of ministering. And let me tell you something. When a person's heart is right and ripe, doesn't take a whole bunch. It don't take all night and all day and all year to minister to nobody. When their heart is right and they're not, and they stop rebelling against God. I saw. He doesn't even know. I saw the power of God surging through his body. I was looking at it. I just watched God work. I watched God do a transformation in somebody. And right now, they don't even know what all they have, what all they receive. Because if God gave it to them right now, it's probably freak them out. But I watched it. I love to watch God do that. I saw it with my own eyes. I watched them receive it. It was like, I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. And I watched it. And trust Jesus, it didn't take a long time for God to do it. I don't like to tell nobody else's testimony. I can't. But I can tell you what I saw. They have to tell their own testimony. Because the anointing is upon the person who's actually got the revelation whose testimony that it is. But I can tell you this, yesterday God made me a happy camper. And I've been happy, happy, happy. And I'm going to be even happier when I test this out at 10 o'clock tonight. Now there are some people I'm going to suggest you be on there. Because your answer is in this prayer. Okay? I might text you, I might call you up. Your answer is in this prayer. And one I know is Angela.
because the Lord used a conversation with her after God revealed to me who called me up and tried to do that transfer exchange, which got me back into looking at it. And I know I got 3 or 4 podcasts on that subject already. Jessica has, if you want to know that, she has. But I don't want you to just focus on here, Jessica, due to the fact that I'm not educating no more with you. If somebody wants that information, they need to get in touch with you personally. You know the ones we dug up yesterday on that subject. But yeah, I got them from 2015 up to 2000, whatever this is, I think 21. And I'm just happy. I'm happy because the witches don't know who my secret agents are. But believe me, there are people praying and working on your behalf and covering you, and you don't even know nothing about it. That's why everybody in ministry today, if you don't have a covering, you are mentally. And if your covering is not familiar with how to overthrow, overpower, overcome spiritual witchcraft, you ain't got no covering. That's as simple as that. I'm not saying it's a whole lot of coverings out here, but you better know who they are. You better know who's covering you, and you better know that they know something. Out the word of God and from God. And that they're hearing from God, because you don't want to, it's time out for coming back. You know, the devil done this to me, the devil done that to me, It's something called preventive maintenance. And there is a covering. Remember when Adam and Eve sinned? And they tried to hide it. And then God had to kill an animal to provide a covering for their sin. Stop being without knowledge. Can't nobody cover you that's dabbling in witchcraft. What they're doing, they bringing you into agreement with them, and you're going to suffer the same suffering they suffered. Okay? What? 1 foot in hell, 1 foot on earth, 1 foot in false counterfeit power, and oh boy. Some of you, I might not be talking to you, but I think she's talking Greek. Well, I think we need to get you one of them instant Greek lessons, if you think I'm talking Greek. If you think I'm talking a language you don't understand, I'm not. This witchcraft stuff is outlandish. It's just outlandish. They're using it in everything. Everything. Every kind of way. But you can be one up on that stuff. You can stop it before it even has the ability to alight on you. I told you, when that blackest black I ever seen rolled in there and covered the ceiling, the whole ceiling. And it was breathing. I knew. I knew it was supernatural, and it wasn't the one person could handle it, that was Jesus. And I called on Jesus, and he answered it. And then it showed me God. It showed me God's sister. Through it, not in it, and not of it. Through it. Over it. I'm happy God chose me to experience that and see that. To Christ, and am I worried about it? No. Am I going to be stupid and ignore it? Absolutely not. And I don't know why I hear that. I've been thinking about a wife. And I've been praying for her wife. Hawaii is so breathtakingly beautiful. But I've been praying for Hawaii. He used to be a deliverance minister that I knew from Hawaii. I don't even know if he's still alive or not. But he did a lot of deliverance. His name was Richard Gaines, I-N-G. This message I got is specifically going to help Mr. Alberto. God say, it's your time. Angela and Mr. Alberto, I know this is going to help you. It's your time. It's my time, too, because it's going to help me pray. Help me first. I always remember that. But see, I don't have no pride. You know, I know when I need help from God, I call it quick. I call him quickly. See, if the witches get so, and they go, that they gonna call me on the phone and try to set me up, oh no, you know I'm gonna, you know I'm gonna deal with that in the name of Jesus. And by the power of God's own Holy Spirit. I got the tools. Your work that you have been doing is not in vain. It is to get you to the point where you are right now. Saved, sanctified, and filled with His glory. Saved, sanctified, set apart unto God, and filled with His glory. I'm going to get off this line. If you care to participate, deadlineministry@outlook.com. I will text you back. And as I have it on there, it's right in front of me. So all I have to do is text it back to you. I'll text it back around 11 Eastern time this morning. I'll text it back at 11 once, if I got to get my old number back or a new number or whatever. And I'm going to do, I got some more stuff to add to the theme. So I'm going to have to do that deliverance all over again. All of this came after the theme. It came after the theme. See, what did Paul say? Don't forget. No word.
somewhere, all that I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know what I have on this page? I said, there is a false assertion that all believers are overcomers. It avoids and nullifies the solemn warning and urgent pleading of God's own Holy Spirit addressed to believers. And by withdrawing Christians of these, leave him or her dangerously exposed to the dangers of the devil and demons. The Lord names overcomers in every one of his seven letters to the churches. Brothers and sisters, the Lord knows your weaknesses, and the Lord knows where you lack, and in what area you're coming up short in. But if we honestly and genuinely seek his help and seek his strength, we're called and we become overcomers. Remember what Jesus said to the church at Ephesus? Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen and repent and do the first work, first love. Or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place. He told that church, he that hath the ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. That's what he told the church at Ephesus. I don't even think I even read this. I think I wrote this and put it up. And then I picked it up this morning. But Jesus reminded us to be of good cheer because he overcame this world. As believers, we find our victory in Jesus Christ. As overcomers, as Christian believers, we find our health in Jesus Christ. By the power of the Son of God. So like Paul, it's time to press on through. It's time to press on through that black darkness. The Bible says darkness and gross darkness and covers the world. And you find that scripture. Darkness and gross darkness. Gross darkness. I saw what it looks like. Saw what it looks like. And that's exactly what happened here yesterday. I saw the boy could testify. He saw it too. God gave me a witness. I probably should have snapped it with the camera. Because it probably something would have come through that camera. I wasn't thinking. I was so desperate. I don't know how to describe it. I enjoy the things that I'll be thinking about taking the pastor. Be thinking about taking the and such an honor God allowed me to have his own mother to be able to see it. So you want to talk about it? In the moment. I'm just thrilled with God. Yeah, that's what I was in the moment. With God. Observing him. And I love it. And I want you to love it too because it's marvelous. Marvelous. Can you dial the blog talk? And press one. I should let him talk about it. I will. One thing is ready. I'll let him talk about it. And one thing is ready. Can you down the blog talk and press one? Who is this?
Praise the Lord. Good morning,
Dr. Erica. Good morning. Am I speaking the truth this morning?
Yes, ma'am, you sure are.
So many wonderful things happen in my life. I think people think I make stuff up, but I don't.
You kind of sound like you're distant. You kind of sound like you're distant. I can't hear you that good.
Is it better now?
Say something else.
Is it better now?
It's a little better.
All right. Well, you know,
Are you there?
Yeah. We did something.
Okay, I took you off speakerphone so I could hear you better.
Oh, okay. Did you observe the glory?
Oh, yes. It was so beautiful.
You want to tell them what you saw or what happened?
As far as what was seen or what I saw?
Yeah, what you saw. But are you the only thing you want to? No.
After you did the deliverance part,
yeah,
and you asked me to come around to see, and all I could do was be in awe. It was an awe moment when you actually
right.
see the glory of God on somebody's on their continent, and it was just one of those in the moment that you didn't want to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And after we were leaving and we were on our way home, I asked him what he experienced. You know, what was his encounter like?
Mm-hmm.
And he said all he could feel was the energy
mm-hmm.
flowing throughout his body.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like the excitement, the, you know, feeling like you're almost brand new.
Mhm. I do know.
And he told me, yeah, I've been running from this for a long time. And he said the one thing that he was worried about was being this perfect person.
Mm-hmm.
Because he witnessed, you know, all of his life, so many people saying don't do this and don't do that in the pulpit. And then once they get out, it's almost they're being hypocritical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he does not want to make any mistakes.
He won't if he just follows God. He's just young and he's honest.
Old people not honest, but I'm these young people, they straight, they real, they want it real, and they don't want no phony stuff from you. And I fully understand that, and that's why I really want to work with the young people, the younger people, and the young people, and I want to help them because what I saw is him light up, his arms, his head, all down his legs, all right? He felt the power. I saw it. That's the glory. That's when God does it completely. Now, did I act all crazy, say a whole bunch of words or anything? Did I?
No, ma'am, you did not.
Who did the work? God did the work.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm trying to get all of you to understand you serve a big God. You've never really seen me minister.
No.
Because if you saw me minister, you would know I don't do a whole bunch of nothing. I let God do it. It's perfect when he does it.
Yes.
It's perfect. And do you know what an honor it was for God to allow you to see your son come into the kingdom alive?
Yes, because I prayed for this.
Go ahead and talk about that.
I prayed for it because I knew the calling on his life. I knew it. And everything that he's been through for the last 7 years, and to see it come in manifestation, it's a beautiful thing.
I know it was beautiful for me. It was beautiful. The whole church, the whole sanctuary, when you all left, I was able to zoom. I sat down and went to work, and I was able to zoom through this, you know, putting this prayer together. And it takes a long time, really. I didn't get up until it was time for dinner. And then there were some other things that I took care of under that glory that was resting over the sanctuary. Okay? Some other things that I took care of in Pennsylvania and Arizona, okay? And while that glory was in here, while that glory was resting in here, I went on and other people got blessed out that same glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So I want to do more with alcoholics. I want to see more alcoholics. I don't feel like this is going to help them too. This prayer, that's why I got to test it out tonight. This prayer going to help them too. But I want to see more alcoholics get this. I got a real burden for alcoholics. And that just hit me as I'm watching this alcoholic get free in Colorado. Okay. They called here from the Betty Ford Rehabilitation Place, and with a problem of an alcoholic, and that just opened me up because this alcoholic, you know, a lot of alcoholics have death wishes. They're in so much pain and so much misery that they feel like the only way they could get out of it successfully is check out. But that's not the answer. Jesus is the answer. But I'm glad you saw what you saw. I'm glad about that. I'm real glad about that.
And he was so intrigued with your equipment there because he does music. So to see that from you was different for him.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, he could teach me how to use it.
I emailed you the song. I don't know if you got it or not.
I don't know where'd you email it to?
I sent it to the TED Live Ministry.
At Outlook.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's there then. I just haven't been over there. I told you I'm smarter now, okay? That's another computer. All right? And I got to go over there because that's the one that's hooked up to the big, big monitor in the sanctuary.
Okay.
And I wanted it up there so I could play it from there. Anyway, brothers and sisters, I want you to know you're in a real ministry. Ain't nobody playing here. You got life is so good. God is revealing himself in such powerful ways that I want you to experience them in your ministry, through your life, through your own experience. You're a believer. You're an overcomer. These things should be happening every day in your life. God is revealing himself, and he should be revealing himself to you. And not for you, by the way. It ain't for you. And that's how God rewards you spiritually and supernaturally. He gives you more. And for those of you that like money, God ain't traveling with all the money. God ain't traveling with all. Nothing good for you that has money. I want you to wake up. So anyway, if you want to be on that center, if you would like to be in my experiment, prayer, Pentecost tonight, you call, you email me. I will email you back the number to be on it. I'm going to tell you something. I don't have to guess. I know I'm a winner. Now you can call that whatever, but I'm a winner in Christ Jesus. And as long as I stay in Christ Jesus, I cannot fail, I cannot lose, because ain't no failure in Christ. See you tomorrow.
Don't listen to your mind. Listen. into the scene. There's you, and there's a very different